You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is Armitzi Price of the Atlanta Dream, and you're listening to Dishin' and Swishin' at WSTRradio.com.
Let's quickly touch on the end of the season incident, the punch, and the suspension, without spending a great deal of time on it because it's been discussed so frequently.
Sure.
First question, in your opinion, was that an adequate suspension?
Based on how the rules are written, yes. Automatic one-game suspension by the NCAA for the punch. So, you know, the game against Texas, that was going to be taken care of already. Baylor adding to it, I knew Coach Mulkey would suspend Brittany for at least one game. It would not have surprised me if Coach Mulkey set her down for the Big 12 championship, and I would have understood that. But that's a total of two games. I'm okay with it because it's how the rules are written. You know, some people are saying she should miss the NCAA tournament, et cetera. Well, there hasn't been a precedent set for that. So you really have nothing to base it on. So two games, I'm okay with it. Now, clearly, this is her first offense in college, and Brittany Griner does something like this again, then naturally I'd expect a much more severe punishment.
I would not be surprised to see the conference or maybe even the NCAA body itself modify the rules somewhat for suspensions after this incident coupled with the Riley incident. I agree with you that the rules are the way they are, and that's the way that it should be. I think it's unfortunate that people have been looking at the end result and that the girl from Texas Tech had her nose broken,
right,
and the fact that Griner is as big as she is and saying that it should be more of a suspension. I agree with the fact I thought that Mulkey was going to suspend her for the Big 12 tournament. I thought that would have been a good idea. But I agree with you that based on what was said and what the precedent was, she should not have been suspended longer than she was.
I agree with you, and we'll see. Hopefully she learns from it and doesn't happen again.
My big concern is, as she goes forward now, are other teams going to use this against her and dare the referees to call them manhandling her and hope that she loses her cool some and gets technicals?
Oh, I don't doubt that for a second. I think teams, now that they see that the fuse can be lit and she, you know, has responded like that, I think a lot of teams, not a lot, but I think definitely you'll see teams try to push her and prod her and provoke her to react. And, you know, one of the ironies of it, I mean, she's 6'8". She's been the talk of women's college basketball so far. And Big 12 play is physical. So she's faced a lot of physical play already. And Coach Mulkey, you know, before this happened, credited Brittany for being able to rise above it. So for her to really snap like she did against Texas Tech was a surprise to, you know, Coach Mulkey for sure. So I'm sure teams are going to do it and see if they can, you know, get her to react and get her out of a game, or, and then obviously more than that after the fact, because you get such a dominant force off the court, it's going to help your chance to win the ball game.
But I'll tell you, the advancement in her game offensively over the course of this year was just amazing to watch, the confidence and the moves that she has developed.
She's improved from the first game against Tennessee to right now, and she's going to continue to get better offensively. You know, defense, her timing and block shots, you know, that's pretty much a given. But when she starts developing better low post moves and some sort of jump hook, I mean, my goodness, the sky could be the limit for her.
There was a game a week or two ago that I saw. I can't remember who the opponent was. The baseline turnaround to escape the double team was just beautiful to watch. I think that was such a sign of maturity to recognize where the double team was coming from and to turn it outward instead of into it, and to sink the baseline jumper is such a tough shot.
It is, and she's going to have to start turning away from the double team because she still has a tendency too much to turn, you know, over that right shoulder into a lot of the double teams. So as soon as she develops more confidence in that turnaround shot, you know, what can you do to defend her?